Central Park in the Dark by Charles Ives. Lawrence Foster and Anthony Lay conducted the BBC Symphony Orchestra here in the Barbican in this opening concert in the John Cage Uncaged weekend. Lawrence Foster was responsible for the bulk of the orchestra, you might say. Anthony Legg was looking after the wind at the back in some of the less free rhythmic movements. Now, before we hear the next piece in this concert, let me tell you about the next event in this weekend, which you can hear live on BBC Radio 3 in not very long from now, as a matter of fact. The pianist Nicholas Hodges will be in the beautiful atmospheric surroundings of the ancient church of St Giles, Cripplegate, here on the Barbican Estate. He'll be playing music by Cage's teacher, Arnold Schoenberg, one of Cage's pupils, Christian Wolff, and one of his close colleagues, Morton Feldman. The concert will close with Cage's solo for piano, one of his works that uses the principles of chance, where the pianist has to create a unique performance by making his own selections from the material that Cage supplied. So join me live on BBC Radio 3 in just a bit over half an hour, I'd say, for that concert. Now, nothing could be further from the intimist neuroses of Charles Ives, whose Central Park in the Dark we've just heard, than the exuberant extroversion of Aaron Copland. Visiting Mexico in 1932, Copland was exposed to, as he put it, the harsh, flavoursome, screechy, and potentially violent atmosphere of a popular dance hall. The rest is history, though it did take Copland 4 years to complete the piece. It's the classic piece of Americana, a vital part of the creation of specifically American forms of musical expression rooted in their own culture, their own traditions, without constantly turning back to the European model. Antile, Ives, Copland, and finally Cage were also parts of that process, though sharply individuated parts of it. In their music, you can hear the continents and cultures drifting apart. El Salón, Mexico tells us a good deal about being Mexican, more about being American, more still about not being European, and Cage would have understood. In El Salón, Mexico, Copland later claimed he'd felt that he suddenly knew the essence of the American, the Mexican people, their humanity, their shyness, their dignity, and their unique charm. Well, yet again, the numbers of the BBC Symphony Orchestra have been strengthened, the brass have trooped on, and here now is Lawrence Foster, back on the platform, to conduct the BBC Symphony Orchestra in Aaron Copland's El Salón, Mexico.